Hey there, writers. Welcome back to the Writer Groupie Podcast. I'm your host, or hostess, as it were, MK Browning, author, editor, and fellow word wrangler, here to talk about one of the hardest yet most rewarding parts of the writing life, editing. If you're like me and knee-deep in edits right now, this one's for you. We're going to talk about what it means to edit with empathy, how to approach revisions not with dread or frustration, but with love for your story and yourself as its creator. Now let's be honest, editing can feel brutal. You've poured your heart into a draft and, well, now you're supposed to pull it apart and rebuild it. And that can sting. But here's something I've learned over the years. Editing is love in action. It's the moment when your story becomes what it was always meant to be. Editing with empathy means giving yourself permission to see mistakes without shame. It's about treating your early draft as a brave first step, not a failure. Every typo, every messy scene, they're just signs that you showed up. Try this. Next time you open your manuscript, don't ask what's wrong with this. Instead, ask, what can I help this become? That simple shift changes everything. Okay, let's talk tools and tactics. Because empathy doesn't mean we skip the hard work. It just means that we do it kindly. So here are a few ways to keep your editing process grounded. First, start with structure, not sentences. Don't get lost fixing commas when your plot still needs shaping. Big picture first, pacing, arcs, and emotional beats. This is a hard one for me. Then number two, break it into rounds. I like to think of editing in layers, developmental edits, line edits, and polish. That way you can, you know, focus on one thing at a time without being overwhelmed. Number three, talk to your book. Yes, really. When I hit a hard section, I'll literally ask my manuscript, what are you trying to tell me? Often the story knows what's missing. Number four, celebrate small wins. Every chapter tightened, every plot hole patched, and that's progress. Give yourself gold stars or chocolate or a dance break. You deserve it. Now let's talk about the you part of this, because when you're in deep edits, it's easy to get discouraged. You might think, why is this taking so long? Or, am I even a good writer? Well, friend, I'm here to tell you, you are. And edits don't mean you failed. They mean you care. Be gentle with your creative self. Step away when you need to. Read something inspiring. Talk to another writer who gets it. Remember, this stage is temporary, but the book you're shaping will last. Editing with empathy is a practice, one that grows with each story you tell. So next time you open that document, take a deep breath and remind yourself, I'm not destroying my story, I'm revealing its best self. Well, that's all for today, guys, for a Writer Groupie Podcast. If you enjoyed this chat, please share it with a fellow writer who's deep in edits too, and come visit me online at mkbrowning.com. for more creative encouragement, and to keep up with what's going on me with the latest, since I'm editing book three. You know you guys want to be a part of that, so come on by. Until next time, keep writing, keep editing, and keep loving your stories. Hey, you've got this.